Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
And all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And I just go right on. I just read that like a novel. But today, that means something to me. Today, that means something to me. Today, that means what it says to me. That has become a revelation in my heart. That Jesus says, if I have faith, then doubt not. If I have faith and doubt not. You know what the biggest word in the King James Bible is? If. If. Isn't it, Elaine? That's a monster. If you have faith. Well, Lord, I think I have faith. Oh, you do? I think. Don't get it, does it? You got to know. It's in your heart. Well, Lord, I'm going to try this. No, it won't work if you try it. It only works if you do it. Somebody said, well, I'm going to take what I've learned today and I'm going to go home and I'm going to try my best to kick this devil out of me and get healed. I said, you might as well forget it. It's not going to work. You already got doubt in your heart. But when you walk out of here, just like when I was in Oregon, I will never forget. I had two people. It was a big, long prayer line of people all around. And there was a man on that end had diabetes and a woman on that end had diabetes. And I remember those two. When I went up there, that man says, praise God. He said, I've never heard the Word of God taught like this before in my life. He said, you pray for me tonight and I am healed. I'm throwing away this stuff and I am never going to use it again. A month later, I got an email from him, said, praise God. I throwed away that insulin that night. I have not had a single sign of diabetes. My blood sugar has been perfect ever since. I knew that man had it that night. But the woman on the other end, she said, I never heard the Word of God taught like this before in my life, but she said, I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to put my insulin on the shelf and I'm going to see what happens. The next morning, her blood sugar was so wild, she had to get back on it. It was worse than it had ever been. What was the difference between those two people? Faith. One of them had it and one of them tried it. One of them it worked for, and one of them it didn't. You got to know these promises are for you. And if they are, and of course, like Caitlin's eyes, her little eyes disconnected. I mean, I prayed over those eyes every day, every day, every day, every day for 3 months, and she could not see a lick. And that's when I called all those people together, and we prayed for a couple of hours. Could she see? Absolutely not. And it still took 3 more weeks for her eyes to open. Why does it take so long for those kind of things? I don't have a clue. But if I know that the promises are yes and amen, I know it just depends on, am I going to give up and lose my miracle, or am I going to stand on His Word until I get it? That's what I'm going to do. And that's just like, I remember when Caitlin was walking, running and everything, but she couldn't see. She loved to climb up down the stairs at the house and then slide on her little bottom, bump down the carpet on her bottom. You know how little kids are. She loved to climb up to the top of there and then sit on that stair and bump, 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 bump. That doesn't look like no fun to me, but that's something she loved to do. So, okay, she loved to do that. Okay, I'd sit there and watch her and make sure she didn't get hurt or anything. But she's totally blind in this time. And Tim walked up there one day, and of course I'm taking her by the hand, taking her down off the little platform down into the main floor. And Tim walked and said, Daddy. He said, Daddy. I put my hands over my eyes. He said, Daddy, I can only imagine what it would be like to have to go through life like that. I said, son, with the God we serve and the faith I got, and I'm going to build that faith. I said, she's not going to go through life blind. Okay? Now, you don't say those kind of things unless you expect God to do what He said in His Word, right? But my son, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. I said, son, she's not going to go through life blind. She's going to see. I said, the God we serve, He made us the promises. And I'm standing on those promises. And I don't know what I got to do to get them eyes back. But I'm never going to give up until I get them eyes back. And I said, I'm going to get more and more intense. But I'm going to guarantee you on the Word of Living God, Caitlin's going to see again. But yet the doctor said, her eyes, she ain't just got blind eyes. The cords going from the eyes to the brain are jerked out of the brain. And every doctor in the world says there is no surgery of no kind can put those things back. She will be blind forever. Well, it depends on whose report you're going to believe. See? God's or the devil's, right? But did it happen overnight? No. It took from October the 13th when she was blinded till January the 6th when we prayed for 2 hours and then 3 more weeks past that. And then she could see. And today, of course, she's 6 years old, running and playing in school, just doing all kinds of wonderful things. And 2 weeks ago at the healing school in Justin, I had her over there. I brought her over there. And I don't think that film turned out how bad. Now, the film didn't turn out. Unfortunately, we had some new equipment and stuff, and we didn't have everything set up just exactly right or something. I don't know what it was. Something didn't turn out. But anyway, I'll bring her to one of these again one of these days. Maybe at the next one to Justin, I'll have her out there again because she lives close out there. But she was just a little 6-year-old mischievous little girl. She didn't want to turn loose of her daddy, of course, that day when in there all them strange people. She didn't know what was going on. She kind of hung on to him. But you could see how beautiful a job Jesus done on that little girl. How he put that little face together. Now then, by knowing these kind of promises, if I have faith and doubt not, what did he say we could do?
Anything.
So what kind of limitation did the king give you and me, Larry? No limitations as his children, is it? It's totally up to you and me, right? People say, you can't get God to do these kind of things. Oh, yes, you can. I mean, with promises like that, if I have faith and doubt not, and then he says in verse 22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. What kind of limitation did he give you and me? There's only one. We got to walk in faith and believe, right? And be holy. Now, we can't be living in no kind of sin because he said he don't hear our prayer when we're living in sin. So if we're not living in no kind of sin, we're walking holy before him, then he told you as his daughter to come and ask him anything. But when you ask, you got to believe, right? Believe and think. It's done. So get up and go do what you couldn't do. Say, Lord, thank you. It's done. Is that difficult? It really is. It really is difficult. You know, you go to a hospital and pray over somebody and say, okay, I'm casting this devil out of you. Now then you're healed in the name of Jesus. The other day up there in Baltimore, 21-year-old young man sent home to die. How would you like to be a 21-year-old young man sent home to die? So they asked me to come over there. So I went over to their home that afternoon. I sat down with the young man and found out he had a gross bunch of unforgiveness towards several people. I told him, you got to get rid of that unforgiveness or you're going to die, son. We got all the unforgiveness taken care of. I now reached over and laid my hands on him. I said, now Jesus clearly said, I can lay my hands on you, command this devil to leave you, and he's got to leave, and he will heal you. I said, but you got to believe that with no doubt in your heart. He saw it in the Word. He said, sir, it's written in the Bible. I believe it. I said, okay, we're going to find out. Reached up and laid my hands on him. He's repented. I drove the devil out of him. I said, now you're healed in the name of Jesus. I said, now get up and go outside and start running around doing some things you couldn't do. He started to look at me and he said, but I'm awful weak. I said, son, I didn't tell me you're weak. I said, get up and go do something you couldn't do. I said, sick boy, stay in bed and die. Said, well, 21-year-old boy, get up and go out and run and play basketball. He got up, walked out around the front, walked up and down the street, came back in the house, said, I'm feeling better already. I said, see you at church tonight, son. So we left. Him and his mother and dad in church that night. All of them. I said, how you feel? He said, wonderful. What happens? You can lay there and let the devil kill you, or you can take the Word of God and get up and go do something. Who's the healer? Jesus. Did he make us the promises? Yes, he did. But you got to believe. That devil, he'll put you down. Mark 11:23, another one of those powerful verses. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So if you've repented of all your sins and the devil has put something upon you, you can come against it in the name of Jesus. That is literally an awesome statement, isn't it, Lanny? You think our King meant that? All we got to do is believe it. He didn't give us a lack of power, did he, Lanny? Not at all. But see, we allow the enemy to beat up on us. We speak to the problem, whatever it is. Now think about how long sometimes this takes to get these things done. One of the things on Caitlin, so that you'll show, I went through so many tests with her. During that first 30 days, Caitlin was in the hospital in ICU. They put a neck brace around her neck. And the neck brace rubbed right here on the bottom of her chin. When she got to where she could turn her head, that thing tight on her neck, and it constantly kept all of the meat eat off the bottom of her neck. So when they finally took the thing off, there was a double-layered knot scar came up under her chin. Now, the first 2 weeks, the Lord healed every cut and bruise and mark on her face without a scar. I asked Him to do that, and He did it. But I got her out of that hospital where that thing had rubbed on her, and she had that great... It was a double-layered scar. And so I didn't want that thing on there. Of course, you couldn't see it unless you raised your head up like this. If she was just walking up to, especially a little girl, you could not see. Even if you knelt down in front of her, you couldn't see under her chin, so you couldn't tell there was a big scar under her neck right there, on her chin. But I knew it was there. I didn't want that scar on her neck. So I would take these promises like this, Mark 11:23. And every time she would come up to me at the breakfast table or whatever, I'd reach over and I'd tickle her on the chin right there and I'd feel that big old hard knot. And I'd say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that thing and I command that thing to come off in the name of Jesus. Now, what did the King tell me to do to that kind of stuff? I mean, it's what He said, wasn't it? And every time she'd come up, I'd reach up and I'd tickle her on the chin and I'd say, Lord, thank You for taking that thing off her chin. You, I command that thing to come off in the name of Jesus. I said, Lord, thank You for doing it. Well, there's got to be something wrong with me, right? I mean, a month comes and goes, 2 months comes and goes, 6 months comes and goes, a year comes and goes, a year and a half comes and goes, and 2 years come and go, and that thing has not changed one bit.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.